we can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep, and it's safe. Harbor! It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun! And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. That's right, I'm coming at you from the heart of the Bermuda Triangle here in Puerto Rico. Back in the flagship Asheville studio, we have producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, and we have Mr. Mobius from his bunker there in the mountains of western North Carolina. Shelley Wright, how are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Things are going very well. It's been very busy. And I got to thinking today that that brand new sign that we're supposed to be getting might arrive while I'm in Puerto Rico. So it is possible that my customers will see it before I do.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you know what it looks like yet?
No, I don't. I know that there was some measuring going on and some utility companies making sure that, well, we didn't dig up anything we shouldn't. And that's it. That's all I know.
I'm getting the feeling that you don't want to know what it looks like, do you?
I am sure it will be fine, even if I didn't get to have my input. It'll be fine, and it will light up, and it will be great. It will. I'm anxious to see it, just like everybody else.
Yeah, you're just being a tease. You probably know exactly what it looks like, and you just won't tell anybody.
I would tell you.
Okay, but can you tell us you're not on the sign for sure?
I am not on the sign. I have done no posing for a sign.
Wah, 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 wah. Well, you know, that they just lost like $1 million right there. I can't understand why they wouldn't put you on that sign.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody lobbied for me.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed by this. Okay, so now how are things going right now with the gold and silver market?
They're fluctuating. I mean, things are still down from where they were, but they'll inch up a little bit, and then they'll go down a little bit. It's still an excellent time to buy.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's funny because I was talking maybe last week, the week before, about, you know, this quarter that I found that's from 1957 that's made of 90% silver. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you drop that quarter on a table, it has a nice ring to it. And you drop the quarters from 1965 later, they just kind of go clink, you know, and it's... Yeah, I mean, you can look at these quarters and you can tell. I mean, they look better, they weigh more, the engraving is much more distinct. And I mean, how many people out there are really running around looking for these more silver-based coins?
There are a lot of people that do look for them. They like the thrill of the hunt, and we've been selling a lot of the 90% silver at the shop, so. Anything that we have, we've been selling a lot of. And we've had a lot of collectors come back. You know, for a while there, people weren't really collecting, and now they are again. So we have a fabulous selection, and we're always buying, and we're always selling. So things look totally different from, you know, when you come in to the next time you come in.
Well, of course, those who want to buy, they can contact you through WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. I know you guys are doing such good business right now that you're going to actually morph into more online stuff as well. Isn't that right?
Yes, we are. We are. Yeah. We're working on that now.
So this is a really good time for people to sort of get in touch with you before you get your online stuff up and running and you're just wiped out constantly. So if somebody wants to call you and talk to you, they can do business with you wherever they are located. Or, of course, if they're in the Asheville area, they can come visit you. But let's start with the phone number. If somebody just wants to call you and get some advice on how to get involved in this coin business, what's the number there?
The number is 828-298-5402.
Okay, again, that number is 828-298-5402. You guys are at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, and if somebody is on I-40 and they take exit 51, they turn to the left, right?
Yes, they turn to the left, which is away from Biltmore Estate.
Okay, so you're in the neighborhood of the Biltmore Estate, but if you take exit 51, turn left like you're going away from the Biltmore Estate, and you'll find Wright's Coin Shop, and maybe soon there will be a glamorous sign there.
Yes.
But it would be nice to be able to say, look for Shelley on the sign.
If not, right? Just look for the sign and come in and look for me in the shop.
Okay, so again, folks, WrightsCoinShop.com or 828-298-5402. You know, it's funny, I've noticed that, yeah, I can't help but talk about all these patterns and stories that are constantly cropping up. And one of the patterns is McDonald's stories. Have you guys been noticing this?
Yes.
Yeah, McDonald's keeps popping up again and again. Mobius, when's the last time you ate at McDonald's?
A week ago.
Okay, and what did you have there?
I had a whole bunch of cheeseburgers.
Well, that makes sense. Were puppies on the menu by chance?
No,
because you see, earlier in the program, I was alluding to a McDonald's story involving puppies, and I said it was a Dark 30 story, so now I can explain. This is from Australia. Okay, a woman walked into a McDonald's there. She was 26 years old. She's standing there looking at the menu, and the young man, the clerk behind the counter, looked at her and supposedly glanced down at her chest area and said very nonchalantly, "Are those puppies real or fake?" Now, needless to say, she wasn't holding any dogs, okay? And the woman says, quote, "I was dumbfounded." He repeated the question again, totally unaware that he was being offensive. It was pretty obvious what he meant. I was humiliated because so many people saw it and heard. She says there was also staff who overheard it, end quote. So she actually had a man with her. They were a couple, and they sat down at their table and then asked to speak to a manager. And so she said, quote, "The manager basically said, it's no big deal. You have some amazingly large breasts." And the kid was curious. "But when it's all said and done, who cares?" End quote.
Oh, my goodness. And what did she do then?
Well, amazingly large. How big does it have to be amazingly large? So she says, you know, she wasn't happy with that. They got a free meal.
A big deal.
Was that a happy meal? And so she says that she's not as upset with the clerk's behavior as she is with the manager and the way that it was dealt with at that level. A McDonald's spokeswoman said in a written statement that they're sorry that this occurred, and they've apologized, and this sort of thing is not usually tolerated. But these two are saying that the couple are saying they're probably going to avoid fast food chains in the future. Oh, come on, give me a break. Like a comment made at McDonald's by some kid is going to change your whole plan about fast food intake. That's just absurd. But, okay, Shelley, you're the only woman in the conversation here.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
I would have just called McDonald's corporate and told them what idiots their manager and their other employee were and what happened. And that's that. Let them handle it. It was very rude.
I think this is a great opportunity for you, Shelley. I think you should go in and you should do your best to make sure some comment is made and then ask for free Happy Meals for life, and they'd probably give it to you because what do they care, right?
Yeah, what do they care?
Yeah, would you like to have free Happy Meals for life?
No.
Well, I would hang out with you a lot more if you had that going on.
You get the free toy.
Oh, yeah, I thought about the toys.
I bet they have a special collection of Happy Meal toys back there.
Uh-huh.
Well, before we move on...
Collection.
An amazingly large collection.
Before we move totally out of the McDonald's territory, are you guys familiar with this thing called McDiving, by chance?
No.
No, I mean, Mobius, this is one of these stories that you sent along here, and I'd never heard of this. You know, they have all these weird fads where people are doing stuff that's stupid and recording it and putting it on the internet. Well, you know, they're like planking. Well, now there's this thing called McDiving, and it's very simple. You go into a McDonald's, especially at the end of a boozy night out, and you just launch yourself over the counter at the fast food workers and videotape the thing, and you know, usually you get dragged out, right? And they get footage of you being dragged out of McDonald's. So
sounds exciting.
Yeah. McDonald's said in a statement, "We do not condone jumping over our restaurant front counters as it poses a serious health and safety risk to both the participants and our restaurant staff." Okay.
Oh, they'll make a statement about that.
Yeah. So, Shelley, I'm sorry to keep singling you out here, but this next story here comes to us from Tennessee. A woman in Tennessee went to her doctor because she was having some lower back pain.
Yes.
And she was offended when the doctor told her straight up that he diagnosed her problem as, quote, ghetto booty.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I saw this news story.
Yeah. Oh. Ghetto booty.
And what did she say to that? Did she...
She said that this didn't sound like a medical term to her.
I know. I've never heard that medical term.
Yes.
So it sounds like it's something that there isn't a cure for.
By the way, we're coming up on a break here, but he apologized. The doctor sent her a letter saying, I used a less than technical term for your problem here. You actually have lumbar lordosis, curvature of the spine that makes the buttocks protrude more.
Basically, he just told her she had a big ass.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And we're going to take a break. When we come back... We were talking about Wii earlier. Wait till you hear what a Mountie did over a Wii game. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight.
Oh, my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt, it's just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's just out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so... Wow.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, but you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped out and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got me. Ooh, rump up smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bin? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen her dancing. To hell with romance and get sweat. Wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines and flat butts all the things. Had the average black man and ask him less. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
If your girlfriend got your butt,
hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it. healthy butt. Baby got ballet in the open.
Yeah, welcome back to Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. We have producer Hardwood Forrest Connor. We have investigator Shelley Wright. We have the mad scientist, Mr. Mobius. And, boy, we're just... we're barely putting a dent in the Dark 30 stories tonight. Before we dig back into this, and I tell you about this twisted story regarding a Mountie, I want to remind you once again now, you know, are you a person who has insurance? Do you think it's a nice safety, a nice comfort there to know you have insurance? Well, then why not get yourself the ultimate insurance for your home to make sure you can get by when these storms hit and save money the rest of the time? I'm talking about the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. If you end up, after hearing me tell you all these years to buy the Sunshine Simple, if you end up sitting there in the dark and miserable, and in even worse case, people are dying because you didn't buy the Sunshine Simple when you had a chance, you're going to think to yourself, man, am I stupid. So you could be saving money every single month on your power bill. And when the power goes out, no sweat, you've got your own independent power supply, and you don't have to worry about getting fuel for it. Look, just go look at the video on the website, sunshinesimple.com, sunshinesimple.com. It is truly the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, and we guarantee that. Here is a story from Canada. We've actually sold generators to Canada as well. They get really, really cold and nasty up there in the wintertime. This is a twisted story. This goes back to the Wii game that I mentioned earlier in the show. Now, a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer, what we call a Mountie, was playing the Wii with his common law wife. And I don't know what game they were playing, but they started making wagers. And these wagers were, quote, of a sexual nature, end quote, on the game. So apparently the arrangement was that if the guy, if the Mountie, lost the game, then the woman expected him to pay the favors and, well, Mountie up, right? And you'd usually think of it being the other way around. You think, well, probably the Mountie's saying that he wants the woman to do. No, no. By the way, let me remind you guys, this is the Dark 30 Hour. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, okay? Tune out if that includes you. So, the woman says, you got to do this to me if you've lost the game. And, well, he lost the game. So, after that, they go up to the bedroom, and he looks over and finds that she has laid out a wide array of toys on the pillow, right? I guess she wanted him to include the toys in his repertoire. But he decided to instead brush the toys aside. And he said, I'm sleepy. I've been drinking. I need to rest up because I got to play golf tomorrow. Well, she was extremely incensed by this. And she broke out into this, you're not attracted to me, are you, type argument. And this turned into an expletive-filled tirade. Things were not getting better, okay? This night, things are just on a downward spiral. And finally, she disappeared and then came back a little bit later with a butcher knife. This is when the wager on the game takes a much more dramatic twist. And apparently, this man, being a Mountie, always kept a pistol by his bed. And so he took out the pistol and shot her in the head and killed her. So the prosecutor has said that it's his belief that can you guys hear something going in the background by chance?
I hear that.
That is our little dog. I don't know what she's been eating. She probably ate a lizard. Yeah. She's over here going. She loves to chase lizards around, but they're not good to eat. I just wanted to let you know that wasn't me.
Thank you,
Pat. Yeah. So So he says, you know, the woman rushed me, I shot her in the head, I killed her, and it's just like one of these horrible stories. But we're talking about a Wii game that gets into this twisted sex wager, which ends up in a murder. And so the Mountie is now in trouble. How's that for a Wii story?
Did they say what the Wii game was they were playing?
No, they don't say the game. Maybe it was... bowling, Shelly, huh?
Oh, no. You guys were perfect gentlemen when I beat the pants off of both of you. Thank you, yeah. You know, for not, you know, shooting me in the head or something.
Mobius, were you at my house the night that we were playing Wii games with Shelly?
No, but I've seen the Wii at your house used when somebody who was playing, I don't remember who it was, but they swung back a tennis racket virtually, and the dog... went flying, and
no.
It was pretty hard.
Well, there's also a Super Shamrock.
His Wii is famous for chaos.
Yeah, Super Shamrock. That's...
Shambok.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, too. Yeah, every time you mess up on Super Shamrock, you get a Shambok to your most sensitive vitals. Okay, well, here's another story from Portland, Oregon. Is that a machete in your pants, or are you just happy to... Oh, wait, it's a machete.
Oh.
Yes, a machete-wielding thief held up a market there in Portland, Oregon. He went in about 10:30 in the morning, and the machete-wielding man, who obviously is freaking everybody out, grabbed some frozen pizzas, some candy, and some pepperoni sticks, and a Coca-Cola on the way out.
Okay.
So that's all. That's all the guy stole. He goes into a place with a machete, like a complete madman, and steals some junk food. He's on surveillance video doing this. So police call up to the guy, and they say that when they found him, he had the machete in his pants. And so they, of course, removed the machete, and now the guy is being charged with two counts of robbery in the first degree. So, again, how dumb is that? You know, the guy could be in prison for a long, long time because he needed a junk food fix and went in waving a machete around to get it.
Well, and he put a machete in his pants. He could have cut off his junk.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Just not right.
That's order of operations top priority, you know, number one right there.
Yes.
Okay. I just read a story about a Mountie, and so now I'm going to do something that I swore I would never do. So forgive me, but I'm going to read for probably the only time ever a Justin Bieber story. Okay. Because, you know, Justin Bieber, he's a Canadian, and apparently a new video has shown up with Justin Bieber urinating in a restaurant's mop bucket. What was that?
That deserved the bell. Yeah.
Was that in Florida?
No, but it's Justin Bieber urinating in a mop bucket, so it gets the bell.
Yeah.
Actually, it gets a double bell.
So the role of the bell is now expanded thanks to a Justin Bieber urination story?
Yes.
Okay. Very well, then. They say that in the video, he's with another dude in the bathroom. They're laughing. He's peeing in a mop bucket, and he's saying they're wild kids. And then for some reason, And this is where it becomes even more confusing. There's a picture of Bill Clinton on the wall, and he grabs a cleaning liquid bottle and sprays the picture of Clinton and says, F Bill Clinton, and then walks out of the bathroom. F Bill Clinton? I told you, he's a Canadian. We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, I got to have some good Florida stories for you. We'll dig into this one about a parking space only for lesbians. And then also why it's fun to be a teacher, but maybe not so much to be a female student in China. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strength.
A mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up her lack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. I want a girl who gets up early. I want a girl who stays up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape, with finger nails that shine like justice and a voice that is dark like tinted glass. She is fast, thorough, and sharp as a tack. She is touring the facility and picking up black. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Let me remind you, this is the hour of the program where we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial material. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. That's why we wait to do it here late at night when we get into some of the more sordid and seedy material. We call this program the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. And that's what we are getting into now, the pit, the low points. And let me also, before we jump into this next story, remind you that if you want to see some amazing, wild pictures, go right now to wildghostphotos.com. It's a new site that I created. It's not a fancy site at all. It's very, very, very basic. But who cares? The point is to show you some of what I feel are the best, most amazing ghost photos and a few video clips that are out there. And, you know, everybody who's seen it loves it. So go there, look at it. It's all free. It's taken me a while to get around to putting this together. But I've spent 20 years investigating the paranormal, and you'll see why that I picked these as some of the best. Wild Ghost Photos. .com. Here is a story from St. Augustine Beach, Florida. That's right, now the Florida Bell. Apparently, they say parking there is a real challenge, especially around the holidays. And that recently, a 36-year-old woman and her 38-year-old friend were trying to park at a space on the street, and a woman appeared on the upper deck of a residence and shouted, "Hey, only lesbians can park here." They got into some kind of mutual name-calling, And the next thing you know, the woman on the deck threw a heavy cocktail glass down through the vehicle's window that sent glass flying and apparently caused some cuts to the passenger's arms. Man, can you imagine the force to hurl a cocktail glass and it breaks the window out and people get cut up inside? That was pretty weird. That's what's happening in Florida right now. Let's go a little more international now. Let's go to China. Of course, in China, they're very, very serious about their testing procedures. And now, to make sure that the students who are entering these testing rooms are not bringing in any type of electronic devices that could be used for cheating, they are banning the young ladies there from wearing bras. They say that if you go into the room, any metal object or item of clothing that sets off a detector will not be accepted. And so in order to go into a Chinese testing facility, no bras allowed. That's pretty hardcore. And you know what? They can get away with stuff like that in China. Can you imagine, Shelley Wright, what that'd be like if we said to you, you know, you can come into our studio, but no bras.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know how well that's going to go over.
Well, that would be a legal nightmare, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I mean, I'm not saying I totally disagree with that policy, but, you know, it just wouldn't be something we would tolerate in America.
Right. I understand the distinction there.
Yeah. Okay, let's go now to Omaha, Nebraska. A 53-year-old man walked into the police headquarters there in Omaha, Nebraska, and he told the front desk officer that he had just witnessed a murder. And, of course, when you walk into a police department and say, I've just witnessed a murder, well, everybody, you know, it perks up. And, you know, suddenly there are calls being made and people buzzing around and cups of coffee and donuts being put down. And they say that as soon as he said that, he then proceeded to take off his pants. Are you seeing an inconsistency of some kind here, Ms. Wright?
Uh-huh. Yes, I
heard. I heard you inhale all of a sudden.
Yes.
I'm out here in the middle of the ocean in Puerto Rico, and I could still hear you inhale over this, like, rough connection that we have. So the officer told him to keep his pants on, but he refused. And then he proceeded to gratify himself in front of the officers. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think that tends to maybe undermine your credibility just a little bit when you do something like that.
I'm thinking so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the guy was arrested, and in the process of arrest, even spit at the officers. Boy, just when you think it can't get worse, right? It just gets lower and lower and lower. And so he's been arrested and booked for lewd conduct, indecent exposure, and disorderly conduct. Okay?
Good.
Mobius, when is the last time you were on an airplane, sir?
Wow. Probably 30 years.
30 years ago. Man, back in those days, you could just, like, smoke a cigarette and drink from a bottle of liquor as you walk right up to the plane and step on like it's a bus and they take off, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you could sit there and just smoke a pack of cigarettes on the airplane and nobody cared. Yeah.
You could basically set off fireworks on the plane back then and I don't think anyone would have cared. Yes.
Back then, you had to lay down on the wing of the plane next to Orville Wright and keep your balance, right, as it was bouncing from the sand dunes.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, yes.
Yeah. Well, here's a story from Long Island, New York, about an American Airlines flight. And apparently, okay, there was, you know, they used to call them stewardesses. Now it's a flight attendant. There was a female flight attendant. And she came off of the airplane, and the pilot noticed that she was wearing nylons, and he saw this kind of bulge in her nylons that was moving around.
Oh, my.
That's kind of weird. She also happened to be eating a dinner roll out of a cup. Okay. This is just odd stuff. So it turns out that they pulled her aside, and she literally had a rat in her pants.
How do you get a rat in your pants?
Actually, make that plural. Rats in her pants. She was trying to smuggle rats. And then she had picked them up on one of the flights. And she says, hey, you know, everybody has pets. You know, what's the big deal? And her, of course, the deal with the dinner roll is she says, well, I was just going to eat this out of a cup because I didn't want people to see me eating on the job. But no, she's feeding the rats in her pants. And, you know, apparently she's being blacklisted here. So, they say this woman has a lot of different pets, and there's no telling what all she could be smuggling around. Here's a story from Bradenton, Florida. A guy's in trouble there. He's 54 years old. Because his 22-year-old stepdaughter looked up one day and realized that something looked fishy on the bathroom ceiling. She began to investigate and realized a camera had been installed there. She followed the extension cord, and that led her to eventually finding a receiver in her quote-unquote parents' bedroom, where her stepfather had been watching her while she had been, doing her thing in the bathroom. So the cops came in, they pulled him aside, and they asked him, you know, what on earth are you doing? And he said, oh, well, actually, I know I probably went around, I went about this the wrong way, but her mother and I, we just want to see if she has any tattoos in her pelvic area, you know.
Uh-huh.
This was a parenting situation. Even though he's 54 and the stepdaughter's 22, he's trying to do his best to be a good paternal figure and help the mom find out if there are any pelvic tattoos.
Yeah, I don't think that was about tattoos.
Did the mother back up the story?
Well, no mention of that in my news story here, but it says he's been charged with felony video voyeurism, and they say that he was viewing this for his quote personal gratification. We're going to take a break, and oh my goodness, I'm just going to blast through these last few stories. They're so good, and it ends with one that's really disgusting. And yes, my friends, it's a Walmart story. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita, all I need, a little bit of Tina, what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit.
the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. That means we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, so tune out for the next 5 minutes or so if that includes you, and then maybe tune back in for something a bit more family-friendly. Boy, we have plenty of it to get into tonight. Here's a story from Alabama. Apparently, a post office was shut down in Guntersville, Alabama, and that's because a package came through that contained a suspicious gel. And they shut the whole place down. They called in hazmat teams. They spent the whole day doing a very careful, delicate investigation of the package, and then found that this large box contained approximately 12 to 15 portions of KY jelly. That's KY intense arousal gel. And postal officials have said that they are not sure exactly where it was heading, which is weird, like they don't know. But they said that it was going to someone in the entertainment industry. Okay, I'm thinking maybe Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
Next story. Hamilton, Ohio. For the second time in 2 years, an Ohio man has been charged with public indecency for allegedly, quote, having sexual relations with a rubber pool float, end quote. The 34-year-old man was indicted today in connection with the latest incident. They say he stepped out of his back door naked, having sexual relations with the rubber pool float. There were children around. And they say in August of 2011, the same man was arrested because someone saw him having sex with the pink blow-up pool raft. In the morning, his pants were at his ankles. And by the way, this guy has never been in a swimming pool, okay? So he's just, I don't know, he's got some thing, he's got some fetish for pool floats. And if you're going to do that, you should at least do it in a pool. I think it's easier to get away with. Right, Forrest?
Right, Josh.
here is one from Weehawken, New Jersey. A bus driver is in trouble there because he was taking a bus full of passengers through the Lincoln Tunnel, the busiest tunnel in America, and decided it'd be a good time to pleasure himself. The 41-year-old man from Newark has been removed from service. He's facing charges of lewdness and reckless driving. The whole thing's been caught on video. And I read this, and, you know, the world is so twisted that you'd think that I would be just shocked to even read a story about a man who's responsible for a busload of people doing this to himself. But no, folks, the story gets even better because, and I'm just going to read this as a quote from the news story, okay? It says, quote, he created a risk of serious bodily injury to the passengers. Specifically by removing his hands from the wheel and masturbating himself with both hands while continuing to drive in traffic, end quote. Wow! Both hands! Now, I don't know I don't even know what to say about that. Both hands? The guy's driving a busload of people through the Lincoln Tunnel, and one hand wasn't enough. And now, the last story of the night. This is a disgusting one, like the rest weren't. From Newcastle, Delaware, cops have arrested a 22-year-old man there in Walmart. And that's because a 20-year-old woman, the victim, as they call her, was standing in a Walmart aisle texting when a man walked past her and said, excuse me. And at that point, police noted she, quote, suddenly felt something wet on her behind thigh and leg, end quote. She thought that she had been spat upon, but then realized, it was something else.
Oh, Lord.
This guy had just thrown something on her. And when police finally intercepted him, he said that, I'm sorry. He says, this is what I do. I thought she was hot. And he likes to run around Walmart and throw that on women. And I think you know what that is. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to see you.